We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? It's the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by PointsBet. Use the promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. We're doing it for home because the AC is out at the CHGO studios, and so it's like 90 degrees there until they get it fixed. Cody's at home, nice and cool in a CHGO swag. Ryan is getting ready for a Vegas vacation. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so normally Joey Spathis is behind the camera producing, but Joey's like, hey, I'll come on. So Joey, first voyage, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. You know, I was waiting for you guys to give me the official invite, but I'm definitely not shy when I'm producing. You know, I make sure that I get my important opinions out there, but I'm excited. It's a different view for me, you know, in front of the screen this time, on the other end of the StreamYards today. But yeah, I'm excited to be here, chop it up with you guys.
All right, let's do it. We got to start. You know what? Before I even get to the injury stuff, we need to address yesterday's podcast. And only Cody's here. So, Joey, this does not apply to you. But anybody that heard yesterday's podcast, which was the Cubs related podcast with Corey, Cody, and Ryan, a few notes I took down as I listened to the podcast today. Note number one comes from Ryan, who quoted me as saying, Luke is ancient, unquote. Okay. that quote number one I heard from the podcast. I didn't think I was listening. Quote number two is from Cody, and he says this every podcast. If Luke can do it, you can do it. Trust me. And then he pointed out twice that he doesn't seem to like that I like to say the Cubs are exploring this season.
I didn't say I didn't like that.
Say sometimes they're exploring. Okay. Not nearly as bad as the other one. And then Corey breaks out the, I'm playing the role of Luke today, but I'm not, quote, nearly as old as Luke, unquote. Let's just say respect your elders, gentlemen. Respect your elders, please. Now,
are we going to have some cross, you know, Cubs CHGO podcast beef going on now? Like, are throwing subs at each other?
I don't know, but ancient, that was the one that really
ancient was the one that I thought was the biggest.
That's our own Ryan Herrera.
Yeah,
that really crossed the line. I mean, I'm not going to point out that Ryan's feet don't reach the floor and that's why he sits in the middle seat. I don't ever bring that up. Anyways,
It's all in good fun. It's all
Clipper snappers. No, I was listening to yesterday's podcast.
He's telling us to get off his lawn.
Get off my lawn. get the feel-good story. They win two out of three against the Padres after the miserable series against the Dodgers and really the White Sox too. And then we get an off day, and you're supposed to be riding that high at least for a day until they start the series with the Diamondbacks. And today we get not one piece of bad news, but two pieces of bad news about really kind of the future of the Cubs, right? Like Brennan Davis, we've been talking about Brennan Davis. When will he come up? When's he coming? He's a top 15 prospect in all of baseball, the Cubs' number one prospect. And, you know, Brennan Davis is headed to the injured list in Iowa, and he's been off to a terrible start. And now we find out that he hasn't played a game since May 3rd, and that it's because of a back injury. He's got a bad, and I won't say back injury. He's got a sore back. We don't know if it's an injury, but something's not right. You know, his back's been bugging him. And the article I read said this may date all the way back to spring training, which potentially could explain his super slow start to the season at Iowa, which has been disappointing for the Cubs and for Cubs fans, and obviously for Brennan Davis. That's just the one injury. Then the other one is Ed Howard. We'll get to that in a second. How concerned are you about Brennan Davis, first of all?
Well, Luke, I will say that it's not great. That's for sure. I guess it kind of explains a slow start. So if you want to spin zone it into like, oh, why was he starting off so slow after being insanely good last year in the minors? Maybe it is this back issue. I the optimism in me, you know how optimistic I am, Luke, Joey. But the optimism in me is like, I think, especially since he hadn't played since May 3rd and it is now May 12th and they're now putting him on the IL. I think the optimistic person inside me says that it's just going to be for like the amount of days, which I would assume is 10 or 15, which means he'll probably miss most of the month of May. And, you know, that is what it is. But hopefully the amount of days once he's able to come back or, you know, when those days are up, hopefully he's able to come back and hopefully we see something, see what we saw last year, right? Like it out of all the injuries, it's weird. I don't feel that negative about it. It obviously sucks. You want to see him play. It's like, it's only pushing his debut to the major leagues back. Right.
Yep.
But as far as him, you know, it's not like he has a history of injuries or anything like that. I mean, he played all of last year, didn't have any injuries at all. So I, you know, for someone like me who's watching from the outside looking in, like, to me, it's like maybe they're just being super cautious with it. He sat this long, might as well just put him on the IL now and, you know, let him just rest and then come back whenever he's eligible to, and we'll see what happens. So yeah, that's kind of like my hope. I hope, like, the other way you could spin it is like, well, they didn't put him on the IL for what, 11 days or 9 days, and now they're putting him on the IL. So how serious is it?
Like, yeah,
you know, that's the other side of the spectrum for it. So I want to look at it at more of an optimistic way. But considering all the other injuries happening, not only on the major league roster, but on the minor league, in the minor league system as well, it's like just one of those things where it's like, how many more of these can we take?
Yeah. I mean, Joey, I was wondering, like, what should we put on a get well card? Because Nick G on the chat says, who's taking collections to send Brennan a huge get well soon card? He's got $5 on it. I don't know how much money I'd spend on that, but what would you put on the card to Brennan Davis if you were writing a get well soon card?
You're muted, man.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Joey's back. We got him.
My two words would be no rush. No rush, Brennan. Take your time. We've seen this before. We've seen a back injury take a long-term effect on a player. Chris Bryan, I'm thinking back on. We saw that really zap his power for a while and just lingers. And I am more concerned about this popping up relatively early in his career than I am, you know, about his struggles. I think it's still a small sample size. I think this probably does explain a lot of the slow start. But if now this throws off some of his timeline and we don't see him in the big leagues until September, or maybe not even at all if he can't get right until, you know, whenever that is, I think it's fine. I think if you're the Cubs, you've got to prioritize making sure that his health is in the right place.
I agree. I think the message is, dear Brennan, take your time. Please take your time, because he is too important. And man, a bad back is it. I mean, look at Anthony Rizzo, how it's bothered him throughout his career. And, you know, then that's something you constantly have to worry about. And this kid's, what, 22 years old? And you know, you don't need that to be an issue moving forward. We don't know that it's a disc problem or anything like that, but it's a sore back, and a sore back is something that can nag you throughout an entire career if you don't take care of it at the right time. So even if it's just, you know what, he needs to go back and let the inflammation go down, the back to ease out, and work on the core for a while. Like that's more important than whatever he's going to hit. I personally wish, if he did know it was a problem in spring training, I kind of wish he didn't go to Iowa right away. I wish he would have started slowly at the beginning of the season, because now you're looking at it and you're going, well, those games didn't do you any good. So, you know, take your time. It's pointless to rush back right now. Take your time at the back, get it right, and then pretend like the season starts all over when you get it right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I wasn't trying to say that, like, he should rush back. I was just hoping that it's just not that serious, or as serious, like the worst possible thing. Right. You know, and for me, the reason that I'd want him to come back is it not necessarily even help the Cubs win, but like he is the number one prospect in the system. And, you know, we just want to see him play. And like, you want to get mad at me for wanting to see the number one prospect in the system play? I'm sorry. That's just, I mean, Cubs fans are looking for someone to like latch onto. We've gotten to do that with, you know, with Seiya, and we've gotten to do that a little bit more with Nico this year. So it's just a little bit of the selfishness inside me. But again, like, I'm with you. If it is a serious injury, then yeah, like, take your time. If we don't see you at all this year, it's fine. Like, you're 22. We'll see you in 2023.
Let's not go that far, Cody. We need him to play this year.
And that's a thing. Like that, like that's part of why I want him to come back too, is because you do want to see him come back and play better, because then you can start talking about, okay, when do we call him up? Like, if you don't play, if you're a minor league player and you're a top prospect, you lose value the moment injuries start peaking up. Remember when Braylon Marquez was like the Cubs' number two prospect, number one prospect? I know it was back before the Cubs farm system had really turned the corner after the trade deadline last year, and even before 2020, you know, he was supposed to be the next big one, and he still can be, but he's gone through so many injuries the last couple of years, and you know, he didn't even make it to spring training this year. So I'm assuming we probably won't even see Braylon Marquez until at least, or at the soonest, September, if that, you know. So it just comes with what, you know, if you're trying to grow a team through a farm system, like the Cubs are trying to do right now, like that's just kind of like the risk that comes with it. Cause you know, we got lucky with Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, Schwarber. You can throw Russell in there too, because he helped win the World Series. A handful of other guys. We really did get lucky with just how that all played out. It's just not that easy every single time. Even we've seen that with the White Sox. If you want to look at a team that's closer to us, you know what I mean? Like that they've had a lot of injuries for guys that they've gotten or developed through their farm system too. So again, I for the long term, yeah, I want him to just sit as long as possible and, you know, come back when he's ready. But in the short term as well, it's like, hopefully it's not too bad, because if it is, then you're always going to look back at it, and it's just one thing that fans and the team will look at and be like, okay, can we rely on this guy to be part of the next core? And, you know, coming into this year, like a lot of people thought he was going to be part of the next great Cubs team. So,
right. Yeah. Robbie's World of Sports is saying, you know, he wants to know more about the injury. Patrick Mooney and Sahadev Sharma from The Athletic have more about that on their website. I'm sure we'll be getting more information as it starts to come out. And Robbie points out, you know, all the injuries the Cubs have, and the other one at the minor league level that really raised eyebrows today was Ed Howard with what's being described as a significant hip injury. I haven't seen the clip. Cody, you said you saw it on Twitter where he runs down to first base earlier this week. And hopefully this is not season ending, but a significant injury. That's not good news. That doesn't sound positive. That's for sure.
No, it's, you know, when I watch it, he's running to first base and he's fine, but he almost collided with the first baseman. It looks like, and to avoid it, he ended up falling in the process, and yeah, he just struggled to even get up. So that one does look a little bit more significant. And what sucks the most about this is not only is he your first round pick from 2020, but he really struggled in Myrtle Beach last year, had an OPS of like 592 or something like that, I read. And this year they put him in South Bend because he was going to be closer to home and they just really wanted to challenge him. I mean, he was their first round pick and they believe in him, right? So they wanted to challenge him and put him closer to home. And he struggled out the gates, but over the last 14, 15 games, he had really started to come into his own. So now that this injury happened, it's like, shit, like just another setback. And so to me, this one is the most annoying between him and Brennan Davis, because we just don't know the extent of Brennan Davis's injury, right? Like this thing with Ed Howard, we all watched it on, if you had MILB TV, you saw it. If you are on Twitter and follow all the Cubs prospect accounts out there, you saw it. Like, it's definitely one where you're like, that's not good. And so, you know, if he is out for the season, that's just another setback for a guy that the Cubs have high hopes for. I mean, even fans do, and everyone's rooting for him. He's a Chicago kid. You want to see him make it to the Cubs one day.
Yeah. It's also, it concerns me a little bit. He's sort of a slight guy, like, you know, 6'2", 185. He doesn't have a great build necessarily. And that is a serious injury if what the discourse around everyone is saying is true. And yeah, I do think that's a little concerning. And as Cody mentioned, like, he already has been a little bit disappointing on the offensive side for sure. In the start of his tenure.
Defense, he's been great. From my understanding, his defense has been great. It's the offense that's been, you know, a process. And, you know, I don't know how many games, I think it was like 99 games or something like that that he's played in the minors so far. So, you know,
he was again, off to a little bit better start this year, actually. Like, he was hitting a little bit higher average. The power numbers aren't there right now, but yeah, he's off to a good start.
Does that so just these two injuries alone, and then you combine that with what you see happening at the major league level, and you know, it's some more guys. You've seen Nico Horner really struggle with injuries early in his career. Madrigal's hurt right now, a bunch of guys are hurt, but let's take Nico, let's take Ed Howard. Let's take Brennan Davis. Does this trend, and really what happened with the White Sox, with Berger, with, you know, you see Crochet hurt. They've had a ton of injuries throughout their rebuild. And yeah, we're calling it a rebuild. Does it change your mindset at all about what potentially would happen at the trade deadline this year? You know, I know yesterday you guys touched on the Wilson Contreras thing, and he's playing so great right now. And, you know, I'd said a week ago, Wilson's the one guy I don't want to see be moved. But days like this make you pause for a second and say, well, how close are these prospects? And prospects are prospects. They're not proven major leaguers yet. Right. So if the chance comes and this team is out of it completely by the trade deadline, is anybody off the table? You know, we brought up Hendricks and Stroman and Contreras and some of those guys. Is anybody off the table if it really can bring you back pieces? Because to me, I paused today and I thought to myself, all right, you got to rethink that theory of certain guys are untouchable, because nothing's for granted. You can't take anything for granted is what I'm trying to say in the minors, because injuries like this happen and guys are derailed, just like Braylon Marquez. You know, it happens. So do you need to stockpile as many possibilities you can get there? Do you need to have as many prospects as possible in order for this to really work?
I don't think it has a huge effect on what they're going to do at the trade deadline, just because I think that in terms of the injuries in the minor league level, I mean, Horner's concerning, especially because you have the history. But for Davis and Howard, I think that the strength of the Cubs farm right now is in numbers. They have they've got a lot of swings. Like they've taken a lot of chances. They've got a lot of guys that have good reputations around the league that are still young. And I think are bound to make, you know, a push into the top 100. Like I'm willing to bet that in a year or two, the Cubs are going to have 5-6 guys in that top 100 list to start the season. And so I don't like, you know, and even if you look at Myrtle Beach right now, like Pete Crow Armstrong's been fantastic. James Triantos has been fantastic. Canario had 4 straight home run games. Like he's been really good. What this concerns me, you know, and especially with Brennan Davis, is like, I was hoping to see Brennan Davis, like how Cody said, because I do think it's important that he gets to the show this year, because I think it's important because for what you want to do this summer or, you know, this winter, and you got to see what you have and how close we really are to compete. And I think that this would have been a good opportunity for Brennan to get up in a relatively low pressure situation. But in terms of the trade deadline, I mean, do you think with all those pieces, like I don't think any of us really think that even with all those pieces healthy, they're necessarily competing this year. So that doesn't change for me. I mean, I want them to re-sign Contreras, but I think you got to listen to the right offers.
But does that include Stroman and Hendricks? Because you know, Miguel Amaya is another minor league guy that was the top of your list, and then he gets injured, and that all sets back. You can't count on all these guys turning. The Cubs were very, very fortunate, like Cody was saying earlier, with all the guys that came up and they were healthy. And not only that, they delivered a World Series. It was like the plan was perfect and it worked. And then the White Sox tried to do it and it hasn't worked yet. It doesn't mean it won't work for them, but injuries have been a big problem of what has slowed down their process. And right. So I'm not saying necessarily these two injuries specifically, do they change the way you're thinking about it? I'm just saying in general, when you see two of your best prospects injured now, is that a reminder that maybe you have to be a little more open than a lot of us fans and front office people might want to be?
I mean, my two cents here is that the Cubs, I'm not hoping this, but say Brennan Davis's injury is a little bit more significant than we think right now, and he has to miss, you know, not just the rest of this month, but also June, and he comes back and he continues to struggle, and then the Cubs maybe give him a run in September, and it's nothing special as well. Like, you got to go into next year thinking you got to go get yourself a center fielder, and then maybe perhaps call Brennan Davis up next year or start the year with you, or hope he, you know, shows some light in 2023. And then you can, you know, then go from there and, you know, let whoever you sign to play center field can help groom him into that spot. Like, I can't, like, if the Cubs plan to compete in 2023 and 2024, like we have been told, they have to supplement the roster with some free agents or some proven veterans out there. They just have to, like, and that's why I don't, you know, blame some people who've complained about ownership in front office, because clearly these injuries are not looking great for us right now. It's putting guys in position that they haven't historically succeeded in into those positions again, and having and making them have to step up and play you know, in a spot they're not comfortable. And like, so in this case, if Brennan Davis, you know, if it is the worst possible, then yeah, the Cubs need to go get a center fielder next year or in the offseason and make up for that, just in case Brennan Davis isn't what we all thought he was. I hope that that isn't the case though. Like, I hope that Brennan Davis is our center fielder of the future until PCA comes up and takes his spot, because defensively he's better, and then you can put Brennan Davis in left or right field or DH or whatever. But as far as next year, I, you know, Brennan Davis should be starting in center field next year. No one's taking that spot right now. It's Jason Hayward and Rafael Ortega. Like, that's it. Like, so, you know, and to me, it's like if the Cubs plan to compete, they're going to have to supplement the roster. And like center field is just one example of that, right? I could say that about pitching. Like, say Caleb Killian comes up and he doesn't, you know, he's not it right away. Like, it takes pitchers a while to perform and succeed, right? It's like, I remember when Kyle Hendricks came up and like, he didn't really blow my mind at first. And, you know, his 2015 season wasn't insane. And then he led the league in ERA in 2016. So like, it takes pitchers times too. So like I could say the same thing about going to get another arm for next year too. The point that I'm making is the Cubs need to have insurance for some of these prospects. And like, that comes with free agency, or, you know, doing things like they did getting Wade Miley, like picking guys up that teams just decide they don't want. Like they've done that very well, I feel like, in the past too. So it's not even just free agency, but you gotta have a backup plan for guys like this, because just relying on prospects to come up and being good is just not going to guarantee anything. And I would be okay with it if I was a fan of the Reds or the Pirates or the Rays or whoever that's the small market. But the Cubs are a big market team. There's no reason that they shouldn't be adding to this roster depth-wise. So I think many people would agree with me on that. So like that's just how I feel about like these injuries with the farm right now. You know, Ed Howard's injury it sucks, but even as far as like future prospects coming up for the Cubs, it's like, well, the Cubs are also pretty loaded at infield right now on the farm. I mean, Christian Hernandez in rookie ball still, Preciado's at Myrtle Beach. And there's another one too that I'm probably missing. So there's still options out there for, you know, infield. So Ed Howard isn't the, you know, the guy. He's just one of the many who could be part of the next great Cubs team. So I'm clearly rooting for the guy. I want him to be good, but he's not like, if it does not work out with him, the Cubs still do have options on the farm as well. But, you know, Nico Horner, hopefully he's okay and is in the lineup tomorrow, and we don't even have to consider that. So
I see on the chat, Robbie and some of the other guys are asking about, you know, spring training, how much of a factor it was. Obviously, it's a factor for the major league level because there's injuries all over the place. For the minor league guys, they had their regular spring training and they were able to work out and stuff while the lockout was going on. I think at the major league level, 100%, you're seeing more injuries because of the nonsense that went on this winter. And that's just I think everybody knew it was going to happen, and it's now happening. No Cubs game tonight. So, Cody, what do you do for your points bet activity?
Weirdly enough, I'm going to be betting on the White Sox game tonight. check out CHGO Bets daily after the show. Me and Sean will be doing it. I'm taking no run first inning. I'll throw that one out there. Dylan Cease versus Luis Gill, I think his name is, as they take on the Yankees. Placing that bet on PointsBet, which is the best way to support CHGO, is when you download the PointsBet app and use code CHGO. When you sign up, if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of our web content. You'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. I'm wearing one right now. It's pretty soft. It fits me perfectly. I love this shirt, actually. If you have any questions, email pointsbet@allchgo.com, and we'll help you. Remember that PointsBet is your home for live in-game betting. They even have a new exclusive feature, live NBA same game parlay. For the first time ever, build the perfect live same game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. You can even boost your live same game parlays. And now online sign up is available in Illinois. You can actually download the PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish, all from your phone. And Luke, I know you're waiting for it.
Yeah,
I say it every show. If Luke can do it, so can you. It's really that easy.
Because he's ancient.
Exactly. Signing up with the fastest sportsbook is now easier than ever, so you can start living your bet life in seconds. Use code CHGO to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Here at CHGO, we got you covered. Whether there is a game or not, we've got daily podcasts on all your favorite Chicago teams. Some of the new podcasts starting up, the Fire Podcast, the Sky Podcast is rolled right on into the season. Red Stars are going. every team. And we also have the post game shows coming up. We'll be doing another podcast tomorrow night, another late night Friday night, probably in the bathrobe potentially for that one. That's what we're thinking about, because it's going to be maybe 1 a.m. when we're doing that one tomorrow. Premium written content for members at allchgo.com. The dope merch, the free shirt when you become a member, and the members only Discord, the CHGO. Oh, look at that. Even Joey, you guys are both doing it. You know what? I'll have to wear my CHGO shirt for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, I haven't seen you wear it to the office yet.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow might be the day. We are doing an off day podcast here, talking a little bit about the injuries to Ed Howard and Brendan Davis a little bit in the first segment. Joey Spathis is with us, normally producing the show. That is at Joey, S-P-A-T-H-I-S on Twitter. And Cody's Twitter handle is Cody, C-O-D-Y underscore C-H-G-O. At Luke Stuckmeyer. If you're looking for us on Twitter, you can send us messages there as well. Joey, you got another segment left in this for you?
Let's do it.
Let's do one more. So I saw, you know, there's been a lot of chat on Twitter today with all of the, you know, the NFL schedules coming out and Bears fans freaking out on who they're going to play what week. And I find it kind of funny because they're not going to be good this year. And we're going to, you know, probably doesn't matter what week they play the Packers. They're probably not winning those games again this year. But it got me to thinking, you know, roadie time for in the summer. There's, you know, where do the Cubs play? And we touched on this in the preseason a little bit, but now that you've had a chance to see which teams are kind of good, what road trips are really the best idea? Fans are going out there and want to take a road trip in the next year or two. And June has got a pretty good stretch coming up that you could really, I looked at the Orioles and the Yankees coming up in June, and you could go out east and you could go to Camden Yards for the 7th and 8th, then take the 9th off. Maybe you go to New York City for the day, and then you hit New Yankee Stadium the 10th to the 12th. Where does that stack up for you guys against versus maybe going to LA to see Cubs and Dodgers right after the 4th of July?
You know, for me, I've already been to Dodger Stadium before, so I don't, that's just me. I've been there. I don't really care if I go back or not, but it is a cool spot. But I've never been to Yankee Stadium. I never got to go to old one. I've never been to the new one. Never been to Baltimore's either. I guess for the sake of enjoying the game while also checking out the new ballpark, I'd go to Baltimore because I feel like it'd be close.
And you might see a win at Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it'd be close. I mean, Baltimore did just beat St. Louis today. They just won a series there. I'm not laughing about it in deep inside my soul at all. It doesn't make me feel things. I've also been out to Oracle Park where the Giants play. It's it is far and away like my favorite ballpark outside of Wrigley. What they go out to San Francisco in July, right? Or is it August?
End of July is four games with the Giants, and that is a killer ballpark.
Great view. You got the bay right there.
Yeah.
And San Francisco is a beautiful city. It's just super expensive to like go there and then do things there. But
it'll be much cooler there. It's like when it gets really hot and muggy here in Chicago, you can go out to, you know, Northern California and catch a game against some games against the Giants. It's a fun team to watch. I also threw on our list the Phillies at the end of July, just so you could see Schwarber, Castellanos, and some of those guys. It's a pretty fun ballpark. It's a fun city. You know, you hit the cheesesteak places and realize that our food's better than Philly's, but that's okay. You know, you'll compare them and you'll be like, Al's beef is better than this.
Yeah. I've never been to Philly, so I'd love to check out the sights and run up the stairs by the Rocky statues just so I can be one of the other thousands or millions of people who've done that. You know,
how sad is that? They've got a statue of a guy that's not even real. It'd be like, their sports history is so bad in Philadelphia. That'd be like us having a Ferris Bueller statue outside of Wrigley Field.
Or Henry Roengartner, if we put the guy from American Pie in there.
He gets marched out at Wrigley a lot, so I won't say too much about Joey.
There's no statue of him, though.
Yeah, statue is another deal. Joey, what road trip would you be eyeing there?
I like Baltimore. I've never been, but Camden Yards seems like a really cool park. I agree. I went to Oracle Park once when it was AT&T Field, I think. And that's really awesome in San Francisco. And it'll be, yeah, just see some good baseball for a change. It'll be cool. But I'm also thinking about the Field of Dreams game. Like, and where my mind goes is that when we were doing the whole preseason predictions game, I can't believe we didn't get an over-under for the combined win total for the Cubs and the Reds when that game is going to be. I don't know. I don't know where to set it.
It'd be we should have taken the under, whatever the number was. That's for sure.
Well, because it's going to be whatever the Cubs are at plus like five.
Yeah, exactly. How embarrassing, by the way. So let's say you drag yourself out to Iowa and you're out in the middle of the cornfield. There's nowhere to run if it starts pouring rain out there. You go out to this game and it's against a miserable team like the Reds. How bad is that road trip if you go to Iowa and they lose to the Reds? It's a losing situation for the Cubs. They can't, even if they go out there and beat the Reds in Iowa, it's like, well, you beat the Reds. Thanks. Right. Like
it's a losing situation for baseball. Honestly.
Yeah. They should reschedule the two teams. Honestly.
Like, I don't want the Sox guys to hear this, but like, they should just be the White Sox playing someone every year at that event, because like, it's all based off their team. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, and I'm okay with saying that. I love Field of Dreams as the movie, you know what I mean? So whatever, but like,
I wish the Cubs would have got on, like, I mean, obviously this is 3 or 4 years ago. Like, it would have been awesome to see like the prime, like 2016, even the end of that 2015 season when they were really coming on hot, like,
right.
And getting them like some more of that national attention, because we saw how many people tuned in for the Field of Dreams game last year. I would have loved to see.
They played in that like little league game or whatever.
Right.
And like, I think it's in Pennsylvania and Williamsport. Yeah. And like, they had those cool, like, I want to call them like players jerseys, but they're not players weekend jerseys, but they like, it was like blue and gray. It's like Cubbies right on the front. And they had like their nickname. Like, I have one in my closet right now. It's Javi Baez's. So it says El Mago on the back. Like, it's a pretty sweet uni. And I actually got it at a really solid price. One that I can't believe I actually got at the price. It was less than $100. So, That was a cool game, though. I think the Cubs won that game, too. And I always really enjoyed Players Weekend, because they just had new unis for it every year, and then they would put their nicknames on the back. Except that one year where they used, like, all white. Like, every team had, like, a all-white jersey. I thought those were dumb. But, like, when they had, like, those different blue-colored ones that they'd come up with, like, for the Cubs, for example, like, I thought those were always cool. But the Field of Dreams game this year, they're going to have to find a way to make it cool, because it's the Cubs and
like
the Reds.
Can Ken Griffey Jr. play in the game? Can they do something like that?
Yeah. Like, can we just see how far
an honorary veteran have to play in each game?
Right. Like, or do like a home run derby, let Wisdom and Joey Votto see how many balls they can hit into the corn. Like, I don't know.
I like the force a veteran to play idea. You put Ken Griffey Jr. in the outfield for the Reds, and then Sammy Sosa comes walking through the corn and surprises Cubs fans with his massive return to baseball.
Wouldn't that be insane? That actually would steal the show, actually.
Sammy walked out and started
– Yes. If
ran
Sammy
out with
just
the American
showed up,
flag in the outfield.
Yes. That would steal the show. That would give me a reason to think that this Field of Dreams game or event was better than last year's. That would do it for me.
I don't, you know, somebody was who was asking this. I think it's Robbie. Why didn't St. Louis take that game? Because really, Cubs Cardinals would be a better matchup. Like, why it's the Reds, I'm not totally sure. But now we're hearing, you know, Cubs Cardinals potentially for London 2023. And so my next question for the roadie discussion is, would you rather have the CHGO bosses load us up on a plane and send us to London for 3 days, or would you rather go to have them send us to all of these road trips this summer, or similar type schedule next summer minus the London? So you'd get to go to Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Dodger Stadium, Iowa. You'd hit all of those games, or you can go see the one game in London. Which would you rather do?
I'd rather go to London. I've never been. to Europe. Like I want to go to the UK, meet all the UK Cubs fans. Shout out to Rachel who tunes right. in this podcast every day. Like I, from what I've seen from like their the UK Cubs fans, like Twitter and Instagram, like that's a big group out there. I would love to meet some UK Cubs fans and hang out with them at a Cubs Cardinals game in London. That would be like a real like awesome, proud, like Cubs fandom moment for me. Just getting to meet, like, these are people who listen to our show. Like, I would love to hang out with them.
That would be
at
cool.
the Cubs Cardinals game in London. That would be sick.
I think it would be, you know, I'd take London too, because like, can you imagine the whole CHGO Cubs crew? Maybe we get RG from Denver. We, you know, like week in London, like we're videoing the whole experience. We get Herrera's wearing one of the, like, you know, the tall, like, hats.
The double-decker bus. The hat's taller than Ryan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be fun.
Comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get Ryan Green out there from DMVR. Come with us and, like, just record it all, like, and then just make the most badass video that he's made, which is going to be super hard because all of his videos are badass. But yeah, I mean, Ryan's that would be sick.
Ryan's going to show up to the palace. You guys, y'all know me, Ryan Herrera, CHGO Cubs.
The queen would have to be on our podcast. We'd have to get her on somehow.
I don't think you can wear Hawaiian shirts if you're interviewing the queen. So we'll have to, make sure.
I don't know what the protocol is on that. I don't know about that. What would it make it any different if they told you we were just going the day before the game, going to the game and flying out the day after? So there's no time to do any kind of like, if it was strictly a business trip, you were going to the ballpark and we were going to get there just in time to go to sleep and then wake up, go to the game, get on a plane and come home. So there's no sightseeing, there's no touristy stuff. You're not going to see Buckingham Palace. You're not going to see Big Ben. You're not going to see any right. of that stuff. You're just going to go and watch the game and do a podcast. You're not even going to see the game. You're going to do a podcast at a bar. Now, does it change your mind that you would rather go to those other cities?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, again, I've never been to London. I've never been to the UK. Like,
I'm with
like
you.
If we're just going over there to like go to a random bar to do the podcast and that's literally it, then no, I don't want to go. Like, we gotta do it right, Luke.
Yeah, like, I feel like we could all tack on vacation afterwards and there'll just be a dead week of no podcasts, or we could do all our podcasts from London while we're there.
Yeah, or,
even on vacation, I'd be willing to do a podcast if they at least flew me to London and back.
Right, exactly. We could do so much content there while we're off, like not clocked in. Like, we could still do so much content. So
yeah, we could go see Ted Lasso training his soccer team and stuff. You know, I mean, it's exciting.
Great show.
BJ Stevens says, "I want to see Luke stay awake to do post game while jet lagged," or Cody raging about bad defense and jet lag. And Robbie says he would fly with us.
Shout out. All right.
Maybe
we'll just get a whole
to a private jet. We could take a jet.
We should do what DMVR did for like all their like watch parties at their bar, except like we get everyone on a plane and we all go and then like and go to London. You know what I mean? Like, how do we fund that?
Your own
I don't
ticket,
know.
Though. I don't know if we're flying for airline tickets for everybody.
No, for sure not. They're going to have to pay for their own airline ticket, but like we all like go on the same plane and, you know, just go to the game and, you know, whatever. Like, just I just the way I imagine it in my head, it's not coming out of my mouth perfect, but like,
you're so excited. Like,
I'm so excited by the thought of it that it would be a very memorable experience, and I would be very happy to share it all with you guys and the UK Cubs fans for sure.
I mean, everybody be bringing their significant others if you flew to London. That's one of the road trips where literally everybody piles in a plane, and even if they're not there working, they're off doing other stuff. You know, it's like if you can get one free flight overseas and you have to pay for the other one, it's still totally worth it. You're getting half price for your flights.
Oh,
if CHGO is picking up one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in on London.
Yeah.
Good advice, Luke. You've been around the block a couple times, huh?
I've never been to London. So that would really be pretty cool.
You've been in this industry for a long time. You've had to travel all over the place for
only the Bears.
Never been
the
there.
Bears played in London, but that was not me. So I like that would be and the Black. Where the Blackhawks play Czech Republic?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't covering the Blackhawks at that point. I was doing something else. So
I wonder where they'll play that. You know, is it going to be like in a big cricket stadium? You know, like is it going to be Wembley Field? It'll be similar to where
I think the Red Sox and the Yankees, they played in London 2 years ago before the pandemic year.
They'll probably
play there. If you just go look up like highlights from that series, like that's probably where they'll play. Would be fun. And, you know, I don't know if there's any Cardinals fans over there, but I know Cubs fans are worldwide. Like we just own the stadium and it'd just be fun. Like, that's the way I envision it.
Do you think they really do break out the Queen to welcome Major League Baseball teams if they do that? Like, I mean, we have the White House for World Series champs. Like I have been to the White House. I would like to say for a sporting event, I got to meet the Queen, or at least could see the Queen, you know, like within like room's distance.
We might have had a chance with Javi and KB and Rizzo. I don't think the Queen's coming out for Schwindel and Wisdom. So hopefully by next year we'll have some, you know, marquee free agents that we can.
But Seiya Suzuki, the Queen might be out there.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Strowman. Yeah.
Strowman, that's right. All right. We're going to take another ad break and do points bet. But Joey, we want to thank you for jumping on. I know you got to get to do some stuff here. But
join us. Going to go get the bet show set up for Cody and Sean. Join us on there. Join us for the Bears show later, schedule reveal. But thank you guys for having me on. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the office maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
No, I just read the AC's not fixed. We're remote again one more day tomorrow. It's going to be end of the day tomorrow.
Okay.
So you will get a chance to see me in my bathrobe tomorrow night at 12:45 a.m.
Great. I will see
be
you guys
here
on
or
Monday.
Be square.
I will see you guys on Monday. Thanks for having me again.
All right. See you, man. Points bet, huh? I got another little points bet love here. Let me find it. Sorry. I wasn't prepared for the second points bet read. I apologize.
Oh, no, Luke.
Now, if you enjoy CHGO, one way to help us out and continue to grow is to download the points bet app and use the code CHGO when you sign up. Maybe it'll help us get to London. Who knows? Not only are you going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you'll receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all the web content from Ryan and Jared and all the guys. For all the different teams, you'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. They're in stock now. They're sweet. They're comfortable. They fit well. If you have any questions, email pointsbet at chgo.com, allchgo.com, say, and we'll help you out. In case you missed online sign up available in Illinois, you can actually download the PointsBet app right now and register your account start to finish all from your phone. And you're signing up with the fastest sports book. It's easier than ever. So start living your bet life in seconds. What are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. So, yeah, we've been talking a little bit about the CHGO trip. But hopefully everybody's been going online and rating and reviewing the podcast, Cody, because that really helps us out. So give us a like, rate and review. If you're watching on Twitter right now, live, flip on over to the YouTube stream because you get a clear picture there.
Yeah.
But give us a review. Let us know what you're thinking, right?
Yeah. If you go on YouTube, you can definitely leave comments. We can't see the comments from Twitter, unfortunately. I don't know why. It's the dumbest thing. But if you're on YouTube, you can leave comments. We'll see them. We try to read as many as we can without going down giant rabbit holes.
Which happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes.
Take us down a rabbit hole.
I am on this podcast, so it does happen from time to time.
You know what's cool about the live chat during the game is that, that's kind of our chance for everybody to kind of be part of the podcast. I think, we're able to do it in studio most of the time. And when that happens, we have fun as sitting together as Cub fans and Cub reporters and all of that stuff, Cubs producers. But when the chat comes on during the show, it feels like everybody's a part of it. Even when a Sox fan sometimes sneaks in there and tries to take over the podcast, it remains fun. So we love seeing, and frankly, we've seen some different names the last few days too, right? Like, it's not always the same people. Sometimes you see a lot of familiar names on there, but it's cool when we get different names on it too.
Yeah, like Nick G, he's always in here. Robbie's World of Sports, he's been in here a lot.
Lil Yumper. I saw Lil Yumper with on today.
Niren, he's always in here. Rachel, who I mentioned earlier. Aaron Strike, he's always in here. Aaron, he always Fenton. Tweets at me too. It's a lot of different people. It's a lot of fun, especially in the chat, especially after wins. And even after losses, everyone's just in here venting. So I get it. It's always fun either way. At least we all can vent together and be pissed off together or happy together. It's great.
Right. And again, if you become a member, you get the free shirt. We've got post-game shows for everybody. We've got a lot of pre-game shows throughout the season. But even the off-season guys are, you know, doing lots of podcasts. The Blackhawks guys, the Bulls guys, the Bears guys. And the Bears were on today, you know, waiting for the schedule release. So that's always a fun podcast to listen to. They did a long draft podcast for sure. And I know the Blackhawks guys have been planning some guests coming in and out. And then there's the All CHGO podcast, which today was talking about the ultimate road trip, right?
Yeah. I tuned in today, left a few comments myself. And ironically, I felt like I might have missed one, but I feel like all of them were like, would love to go see the Cubs play the Giants at Oracle Park. Like, yeah, I mean, all of them said that.
It's a great one. That ballpark smells a little bit like garlic because garlic fries are like their big thing.
Yeah.
So you walk in there, it's like Pittsburgh smells like pierogies and San Francisco smells like garlic instantly when you walk through the doors of the ballpark. I feel like Wrigley's smell is grilled onions. What if you had a smell for Wrigley Field, what would it be?
Yeah, grilled onions is a good one.
If you're on the lower concourse, you know, I mean, not necessarily in the bleachers do I smell onions, but when you go through the main gate behind home plate, the first thing I smell, or in the left field corner gate, like around third base, to me that smell is instantly you get the grilled onions.
Yeah, I think grilled onions is pretty much hitting it on the nail there, Luke. I can't think of anything else that really from my memory, and I go there a lot, as everyone knows if they follow me on Twitter. So
all right, so now the Cubs, you know, you hope not to waste 2 out of 3 against the Padres. We did the roller coaster ride of Monday's podcast was nothing but anger, disappointment, and despair. You know, it was
like White the pregame Sox show,
the Dodgers, and it was like, are you kidding me? 2-9. We knew it was going to be a tough road trip, but that was embarrassing. Wow. You scored, you know, you could barely score a run against the Dodgers, and they were piling them up. Now you finish up this West Coast trip, which again, West Coast trips are always tough on the Cubs. So to get 2 out of 3 in San Diego against a team that, you know,
NLCS expectations, in my opinion,
Certainly a playoff expectation, but that's a team that also could end up in the World Series. That they make a move or two, like you know, they've been playing well without Tatis. So, and by the way, did you see that
they just signed Robinson Cano?
They did do it. It is official now. That's what I was going to say. Like, they're so desperate after losing 2 out of 3 to the Cubs that they were like, "All right, we'll take Robinson Cano." And like, we just lost 2 out of 3 to the Cubs. We got to do something to fix this team.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, going into tomorrow, you're feeling pretty good. If you're David Ross, especially if you can at least get Suzuki back in there. I don't know. You know, again, we still don't really know much about Nico, but you're hoping both of those guys are okay. And you can get them back in the lineup. And, you know, if not one or if not both, at least one, I feel like we'll probably see Suzuki tomorrow. You know, you're feeling good. And then hopefully Stroman can get off the IL, which again, we really don't know what it is because there's no like designation, but most assume it's COVID. Hopefully it's not like a serious, like obviously we hope it's not serious, but like, you know how those situations go. So hopefully he can, I mean, the Cubs haven't named a starter for Saturday or Sunday. So I'm assuming they're hoping that Strowman will be good for one of these games this weekend. So, you know, we kind of don't really know what to expect going this weekend considering the injuries, but hopefully it's not nearly as bad as what many assume. And, you know, I know Andrelton Simmons is a topic of when is he coming, especially if the Nico injury is, you know, I don't think it's significant, but if it's, you know, an IL stint, the Cubs need terrible. If it is an IL stint, then the Cubs need to get Simmons to the majors sooner rather than later. I'll say that much.
For a lot of reasons. I mean, they just need his defense. Like, you know, I think a lot of people laughed at the signing in the offseason and raised a lot of.
Because everyone wanted Correa.
Right.
Which is fair.
At this point, he's a signing that's important to the team because you have to have. They're a ground ball pitching staff, and you've got to have guys that can field the ball. And if Nico's not there, man, you better have somebody that can at least play defense. But
And again, you know, the Cubs are coming off of winning 2 out of 3 against the Padres. We're sitting at what, 11-19. So we can be negative and say, yeah, this team is done. They're not. We should just fast forward to the trade deadline now, but you look at the schedule and the Cubs' schedule is significantly easier over the next couple weeks. And who knows, you know, baseball is weird, man. Like for the sake of seeing what I like to make fun of you for saying, for the whole exploring and finding
time
finding like certain guys who are going to be part of the next great Cubs team. You find those when your team is competitive and in games. Like, if the Cubs would have lost yesterday, I would have been mad because they would have blown a 5-2 lead and lost. But at least there was a lot of great things out of the game that we could have sat here and talked about. So you're looking for stuff like that to be, you know, excited about moving forward. So, you know, for my sake and for everyone in the chat's sake and your sake, Luke, like, I just hope that they play like they did the last three games. And, you know, we see some more things like, if Nico can play, continue to see him grow. If Suzuki seemed to be coming out of the slump a little bit this week before the injury, there's a lot of things to look forward to, especially with this easy schedule coming up. In terms of wins and losses, of course the Cubs should have a chance to win a lot of those games. Will they? I don't know. I can't promise anything with this team, but I just don't want people to just say that we should just go straight to the trade deadline now. Like, and that's why adding Simmons to the roster is significant. You need him out there for defense. And like I said on yesterday's podcast, if you have better defense in that seventh inning, you don't make Scott Efros throw even more pitches and waste bullets. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it really is significant when it comes to even your pitchers, because if you don't have good defense behind your pitchers, then you're going to force them to throw more, and then they're going to give up more runs or more hits. And then you're looking at the casual fan will be looking at the box score and they'll be like, why did this guy suck? And it's like, well, it wasn't really his fault if you really watched the game. Right. So, you know, like, it's just little things like that, you know, that are important, and maybe the casual fan won't see it that way, but people like me and you will see it that way. And people in the chat who really genuinely care about this team. So, adding Simmons to the roster is very significant in this current moment if Nico has to miss 10 days, you know what I mean?
Right. I will say this. Don't overlook, you know, you played the Padres well. Don't overlook Arizona, who's 17-15. And I was looking at their top four starters, their ERAs, 1.71, 1.78, 3.34, and 0.9. Like, they're getting it done with starting pitching. And by the way, the 3.34, the worst out of the four, is Zach Davies. Like,
yep. Are you kidding? Not fair. It's not fair. Like
that'll send Brendan over the edge if he hears that. We're not even supposed to bring his name up on the podcast, from what I understand.
We're not supposed to talk about Zach Davies on this podcast, but
no. We'll let it go. We got a couple minutes left. I do want to point out today is the 52-year anniversary of Ernie Banks hitting his 500th career home run.
Luke, where were you when that happened?
That's funny. That's real funny.
I'm sorry. It was just too easy.
First of all, it's not that far away from being possible. It's only 2 years off.
Yeah.
He finished with 512, but you know, I mean, it's hard to believe there's still only 28 players that have hit that many home runs in Major League history. He's one of 28. And how many of the 28 were steroid users?
Right.
How many of the 28 were cheaters? So you knock off another possibly 10 guys off that list. I could think of at least a handful, at least five already that I can think of that are on the list. All right, now you're under 20 potentially. And that's an unbelievable feat for guy known as Mr. Cub.
Yeah. So for me, obviously I didn't get to see him play, but you know, growing up with Sammy Sosa and the way that I watch him hit home runs, he made it seem like it was so easy that I just thought anyone can do it. But, you know, as I grew up, I obviously learned that it's not. And, you know, when I think about some of former Cubs that, you know, were power hitters like Aramis Ramirez and, you know, Anthony Rizzo and Derek Lee and, you know, other guys. And like, they're nowhere near that 500, like, mark. Right. And it's less like, that's what's really kind of insane about the players who are able to do that. So, cause you know, I grew up thinking those guys were really good. And I mean, and Rizzo, his career isn't over yet, but like, I don't think he's going to hit that mark unless he just really turns his career back into like 2015 through 2018 form consistently. But that is here or there. But again, the point I'm making is like, it's just really hard to hit that many home runs. And just like a lot of it has to do with longevity, but man, he was
14-time All-Star.
Right. From all the things I've read and highlights I've watched, I mean, that's one thing I wish I could have seen when when he was playing.
I tell you one of the cooler things about my previous job, when it was Comcast Sportsnet and then NBC and CSN and all that, is when I would do Cubs games and the sideline reporting, you know, early on, like we're talking back to like 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you'd be out at the ballpark and you'd have to get there 4 hours before the game would start, right? And so there's the locker room or the clubhouse is only open for a few minutes. And then there's a lot of time before the pregame show starts and when you're doing your sideline hit for the pregame show, if that's what you're doing, or the pregame show live at the ballpark. So you'd spend a lot of time just sitting in the dugout, whether it was to be out of the sun or out of the wind and rain or whatever it might be. You just would sit in that before it was renovated, the old dugout. And one of the cooler things in my career has been getting to sit in that old dugout and nobody else being there and be able to sit and talk to Ernie Banks. Like he would just come down, you know, to meet a fan for some autograph thing he had to do. And then he would just hang out. And Ron Santo and Billy Williams, the same thing. They would just come down, sit out in the dugout, and they'd be like, so how's it going with the family? You know, like he would forget that we talked about it the time before, but it was just a fun conversation to watch him watch the other players. And you know, this is someone you look at and he's like first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, and to be able to have that conversation, whether it was about baseball or real life, it's something I never take for granted. Like that was more cool than watching, you know, an 8-game winning streak, was to be able to talk to Ernie Banks about something like one of the greatest players of all time. So, you know, every time his 500th home run comes up or a doubleheader is played, I always think back to those days. And that's something that's really cool to think about.
Yeah, it's really fun. And hopefully in due time, you know, years down the road when Bryant, Rizzo, Baez, and all those guys have retired and stuff and, have become, you know, they're legends in the city already. But, you know, whenever they're, you know, welcome back and, you know, they're past their, you know, way past their playing days, like hopefully one or two of those guys becomes kind of like that next guy who's kind of like what you just explained, because like that would mean a lot to fans. It really would.
Hey, so. Brennan Davis, Max Bain, our buddy, all those guys, they might be that person for your kids someday down the line.
Who knows? Yeah, that'd be wild, right?
They might be sitting in a dugout talking to Brennan Davis and Ed Howard and Caleb Killian, right?
Right, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. But, I mean, it's a cool day in Cubs history. You think of Jack Brickhouse on the call. It's one of those old videos that you still see. And it's always, you know, whenever they show an Ernie highlight, it's always the 500th home run and Jack Brickhouse calling it as he runs around the bases. So tip of the cap to Ernie Banks on his anniversary of home run number 500. He had 512 in his career. What do you think? How many are you going to take out of this series against the Diamondbacks?
I will say, you want me to be optimistic, Cody, like I always am, might as well just say two.
All right.
Two. Yeah, you know, I'll just be optimistic. We're going to win the series. We're going to go back to Chicago with a 4-2 road record.
All right. I'll stick with that. We got a pregame show tomorrow at
8 o'clock. Remote. We'll be in these exact spots.
You know? Yeah, yeah. We'll be hanging out here in bunny slippers and bathrobes probably.
Yeah.
Because it's 98 degrees in the studio at the moment. So we'll hope you join us at 8 o'clock, and then we hope you'll stick around late tomorrow night for the post game show. Cody and I'll wrap it all up, and we're hoping to have a nice chat going after game one between the Diamondbacks and the Cubs. Thanks for listening to the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by PointsBet. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer for Joey Spathis and Cody Domendo. We want to say thanks again. Don't forget, two risk-free bets up to $2,000. That's PointsBet, and we will see you tomorrow.